You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. I want to wish my wife a very happy birthday. Today is her birthday. We celebrated at Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations, had a nice visit at lunchtime, and sure enjoy being able to join her for her birthday along with her coworkers at Coronation. The other day I had with me Brenda Lynn Allen of Brenda Lynn Allen Music, Around the Bend with Brenda Lynn on Southern Roots Radio. And during our conversation, she talked about her work for about a decade with those who had dementia and Alzheimer's and the benefits of music. She was doing music therapy. Well, during that conversation, she mentioned music and memory. And I told her then, I said, I'm going to reach out to that organization and we're going to have them on The Mark White Show. Just as I said, right now I have Justin Russo, who's the program director with Music and Memory. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Justin.
Thanks so much for having me.
Glad to have you, and what an important subject to bring awareness to. We have many people who are listening that have probably had loved ones or currently have loved ones who are battling dementia and Alzheimer's. Music brings out something special in an individual, even when they're going through dementia and Alzheimer's.
Well, sure, and that's, you know, it's interesting. You know, I speak to a lot of people every day, and, you know, almost everyone has some kind of direct connection to, you know, either a loved one or a friend who has dementia. And it's so wonderful to see that that awareness for music becoming more prevalent, that people are just starting to know the real value of music. You know, it's not just for entertainment. There's just so much therapeutic value, especially to music that's autobiographical.
Absolutely, Justin. And let's talk about your background before we start talking about Music and Memory. What led you to being a part of this particular effort?
Well, I should say a love of music. As a composer myself, you know, I have a long relationship with that form of communication. And it's just very powerful for me, and it's always been a big part of my life. And so naturally, when I saw that Music and Memory was looking for a communications director, I stepped right into the role as soon as I could. You know, because it's really, you know, from the perspective of making music, the program like Music and Memory is really the other side of the coin, you know, because once it's made and you make that art and it's put out in the world, it's not yours anymore. It belongs to everybody else. It belongs to the listeners, right? And they carry that with them their entire lives. And that's really one of the fundamentally most powerful things about music, and I think Music and Memory too, because music is something that stays with us throughout our entire lives. And you can actually use that for therapeutic benefit when someone starts to go through the aging process. But that's initially what led me to Music and Memory, and thank you for asking.
Sure. And Justin, what was your initial knowledge or background? I know you said that you were a composer. As far as music and memory and understanding the benefits of music to those who were going through dementia and Alzheimer's, how much did you know about the connection between the two?
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't know much. You know, I've worked in disability services my whole life, primarily. But when I saw this opportunity, it just really occurred to me that this could be something that I could do that really spoke to me really personally, and this is something that I could really be a part of. My background is in communication. So to get the opportunity to talk about music, which is something that's very easy for me to do, right? Not just creating it, but also its value, you know, sharing between people. That's something I can do really naturally. So the position like this just made perfect sense. So I seized the opportunity.
When I do a show like this, Justin, my hope is that there are those who may not have realized the connection between music and memory. And if they have a loved one in the future that is diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's, then they will think back to this conversation. They'll think back to Music and Memory, the organization that exists, and then say, oh, I remember that there was some benefit to that, and then maybe utilize the services thinking about their loved one.
I sure hope so. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I hope if when they do have that thought that they remember that we also have a free guide available on our website, how to create a personalized music playlist for a loved one at home, which again is free and available for anyone who's interested in learning more about our process.
Justin, what has been the reception when it comes to healthcare and community professionals when they hear about Music and Memory and what you have to offer?
Well, I think it's changed since we started. You know, when we started back in 2010, personalized care was really just starting to gain momentum. And I think that, you know, while everyone was excited about a tool like this, it really wasn't as prevalent or really understood in terms of its benefits as it's becoming now. These days, we're so excited because researchers and the healthcare community alike are all really starting to get behind this idea that the music that we love the most, especially when we're in our formative years, you know, teenagers, really stays with us. And it can have this amazing therapeutic value later in life as we begin to age and decline. And that's really what Music and Memory's wheelhouse is. You know, we focus on memory recall, the proactive use of music for the purpose of triggering long memories that aren't lost to dementia. And it can actually, amazingly, it can activate a person's cognition, bringing them essentially back to life, having a little bit more access to themselves for a period of time, allowing them to converse and socialize, and just to be more present. I mean, that's a great gift. And I think the healthcare community is really starting to have a better understanding of the value of this, certainly since the pandemic, you know, where it really is starting to be understood as that kind of tool that can reach just about everyone under almost any circumstances and really improve their quality of life. I'll give you an example. Just recently in 2020, researchers from the Betty Irene Moore School of Nursing at UC Davis over in California, they completed one of the most comprehensive studies of its kind on the effect of the Music and Memory program. And they found that a personalized music playlist, if used proactively, is associated with a number of really amazing reductions, including a reduction in the amount of antipsychotic medication taken by nursing home residents, and fewer reported distress behaviors, a significant decline in reported chronic pain, less time spent on medication, and fewer depressive symptoms. So almost across the board, you see a clinically significant improvement in quality of life. And this is so, you know, the healthcare community is really starting to embrace this and understand that, you know, this is a tool that can be used in conjunction with a lot of the more traditional methods to really help somebody age and enjoy a better quality of life as they do that, both in residential care and also for the people aging in place at home.
As you talk about the formative years, and I think about my own love of music back to when I was in that age group, it still has a powerful effect on me, and I haven't been diagnosed at this point with anything like dementia or Alzheimer's, but I know the power that it has. Even at this point in my life, when I listen to a song, say, from 1990 or 91, and it takes me back to a different time in my life, and I can see that clearly as I speak to you now, thinking about my own music list of songs that I would love to hear.
Well, you mentioned 1991. I think we're close in age, my friend. Those are the same years, relatively, for me that really strike a chord. And it's amazing, isn't it, how even now, just as we're talking, we can still kind of tap into those memories. And that's the gift, right? You know, when we're teens, right, roughly between the ages of 12 and 25 is the predominant range. You know, and thanks to the neuroplasticity, or rather our brain's ability to respond to external stimuli during that time, we're really open, right? And when music starts to hit us, it really tends to cement itself in more parts of the brain. It doesn't mean that it doesn't happen at other parts of our lives, but it just really happens a lot there. And a lot of it has to do with emotions. And it really starts to, the music starts to blend with our emotions and our emotional memories. And that's why it becomes more permanent in all these different parts of our brain at that time. And when we trigger that at any point later in our lives, not only does it draw the memory, but it can draw the emotions associated with it too, because they're all connected. And so generally speaking, what happens is if you give someone some of that music, especially if they haven't heard it for a long time, it can reconnect them with those moments of their lives. I'll give you an example. So you mentioned the 90s. I'm going to date myself a little bit, Mark, if that's okay.
That'll be fine.
So I have this memory of being allowed, I think it was 1991. I was 15. I was allowed to go to the county fair at night by myself, right? And I just remember walking in, and it was nighttime, and the floodlights were, you know, and were overhead, and you could hear the noises of the games and the rides and the lights and the sounds of young people everywhere, just throngs of people. And above it all, I saw that Viking ship ride, you know, that the kids ride back and forth,
sure,
screaming. And above it all, blaring, was Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. Now, that's a very 90s song, right? Now, to this day, when I hear that song, I am right back in that place, entering that park again.
Wow.
Just feeling alive and independent for the first time in my whole life. And just feeling just wonderful, you know, all grown up. And I can go back anytime I want and have that memory again. And that's really the gift that we're giving seniors, who most often do not have access to this type of music and thus the memories associated with it. And if you've seen any of the videos on our website, you know what kind of a profound impact it can have to suddenly be able to revisit these things again. Not only does it connect you with the memories, but it will activate a person's cognition, allowing them to draw on other memories too, and to just be more present, to respond, remember family members. It's really amazing what this carryover effect from the music holds for us. And of course, that's where all the therapeutic benefits are. You know, once the music has been playing for a while and a person is a little bit more present, suddenly you have this opportunity to offer them all these different benefits. For example, if someone's having issues with nutrition, you can use the music proactively before mealtimes, 3 times a day, to help someone just follow cues, even recognize food or chew and swallow. Studies are showing now that it can really help even with swallowing with late-stage dementia. So it's really amazing. I'll give you another example. Just transitioning between environments for someone with dementia can be overwhelming. You know, when my grandfather had dementia, he never wanted to leave the house. You know, he always used to hate going to the VA hospital to get his treatments because it was a new environment and it was always overwhelming and he would always get agitated. But, you know, when you give someone their music, those transitions become much more tolerable because when they're in that immersive headphone environment and they're more connected to the music and they're remembering and they're more aware of what's going on, suddenly it becomes a much more manageable situation for them, and it's much less overwhelming. So that's why all these studies are showing much less distress symptoms. And the study I mentioned earlier showed a 20% decline in distress behaviors just by having access to the music that they love. I think that's amazing.
I do too, Justin. Right now, folks, we're talking to Justin Russo. He's Program Director for Music and Memory. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the therapeutic benefits of favorite music of those who are living with dementia and Alzheimer's and the caretakers, the knowledge that they need to be able to benefit those that they love and care about that are living with dementia or Alzheimer's. Will you stick with me, Justin?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area. White Show. Thanks to Brenda Lynn Allen, Brenda Lynn Allen Music, Around the Bend with Brenda Lynn with Southern Roots Radio. I found out about music and memory, and right now I have on the line with me Justin Russo, who's the program director for Music and Memory. Welcome back to the show, Justin.
Thank you, sir.
We talked about in the last segment your background and what music means to an individual, and then the benefit. We touched on some of the benefits of this music memory program, and there are other therapeutic benefits that I wanted to tap into, because these are issues that people with dementia and Alzheimer's have, just like we have when we don't have that diagnosis, whether it be mood and depression, or we have nutritional and hydration issues. Those are things that are part of therapeutic benefits of our favorite music and how they can help those who are living with dementia and Alzheimer's, as we talk about music and memory.
Absolutely. And let me just say, as a primer, you know, our approach is pretty simple. We train care and community professionals how to set up personalized music playlists for the people in their care. And these music favorites are, again, specifically the musical favorites from a person's teenage years, they tap deep memories not lost to dementia. And they can bring listeners back to life, enabling them to feel like themselves again, to converse, to socialize, and ultimately to stay present. And these positive outcomes happen daily at Music and Memory certified organizations in the U.S. And worldwide. We know now, thanks to many studies and our own experience, that personalized music can activate a person's cognition and thus improve family visits, boost spirits, and decrease reported chronic pain. It can certainly brighten moods. And it can have a dramatic impact on people in hospice or receiving palliative care at home and their families during their end-of-life journey. And I should mention, of course, for individuals aging in place at home and their family caregivers, research has shown that favorite songs can provide critical respite for caregivers. It can ease transitions and overall reduce caregiver stress. So this is really, you know, especially for family caregivers, music can be a real help, because it can really give them a break that they so critically need and often don't get. But just generally speaking, you know, music can be helpful in a number of ways. I talked a little bit about nutrition and how you could boost someone's nutrition if they're having trouble keeping weight on or losing weight. If you use the music proactively before mealtimes, it can help someone in that way. If someone's living with agitation or they're prone to distress or anxiety, and we know that for a lot of people with dementia, this is an area where they can really lose joy. And the music can really help them to calm down by focusing their attention on something that's recognizable. And this reduces the feeling of being overwhelmed and confused. And again, as I mentioned, it tends to connect people with the positive memories they have when they first listen to those songs. But it's music, too, and that has a real soothing effect, right? It can stimulate movement with the beats and the rhythms. So if people are feeling a little bit restless, especially if they're wheelchair-bound, they have a way that they can start moving to the music, which is actually pretty calming for someone, because if they're restless, they have restless muscles, they can start moving around, and that can really help with agitation too. And we all know that, as you know, for anyone who's a caregiver out there, you know this, when people are starting to get agitated, you have that really little window of opportunity to turn it around. And music is one of those tools that you can have in your back pocket for those moments where you can turn something around that is going to be very agitated and uncomfortable for that person into something that's really, that can be a time of joy.
When someone has an early diagnosis, and if they knew about music and memory beforehand, they could actually sit with their loved one and build their playlist. So they're not guessing at it. The person actually tells them, these are the songs I love, as they prepare for the journey that they're about to take with dementia or Alzheimer's.
Well, I'm glad you said that, actually, Mark. We do recommend that. You know, there's a real intergenerational component to music and memory because, you know, we have this music starting from fairly young, and everyone carries it with them their whole lives, right? It's our music mojo, right? And, you know, it's a very special thing that we all carry. And it's really, you know, if you have a parent or a grandparent, I'm speaking to anybody who's out there listening, you know, if you have anyone who's just entered, the latter stage of the aging process, or they just were diagnosed with dementia or some other type of loss, now is the perfect time to sit down and just get to know that part of their life. And you may not know it. You know, you may not know what was going on, what they were listening to during their teenage years. There are some tricks to getting to that. You know, you could calculate, you know, their, go count back in time from their birthday, right, or forward 15 years to when they're about 15 years old.
And right.
You could ask them what their favorite radio stations were growing up. You could ask them, you know, did you go to dances? What was your, you know, if you don't know them all that well, you could ask them what their wedding song was. There are just a number of ways to become what we call a music detective, which is to say, you know, really getting to know someone's favorite musical pieces, you know, so that you can ultimately come up with a playlist of maybe 15 or 20 songs that they can take with them through this process, and it can continue to help them over time. And you know, the ways that it can be helpful are really unique to the person. Some other good examples are, you know, that listening to music is a wonderful non-pharmacological way to reduce chronic pain. And a lot of people don't know that, because we know that when we focus our brains on something other than the pain, we're not focused on the pain, and so we don't feel it as much, and so we're in a better place. And this actually can bring a lot of pleasure, listening to music. And it actually, listening to your favorite songs can release opioids in the brain. So we really are getting a feel-good sense of happy memories. But I would say most importantly, we're distracted. And, you know, chronic pain is really, can be a big part of people's lives as they age. So helping them to get away from the pain is really something that you can use music for very effectively. So, and as caregivers know, pain is often a reason for rejection of care. So if you can get someone away from the pain, even for just a little while, they're going to be more open to receiving care from you. And so that can be a really big help, especially, again, for family caregivers at home.
So, Justin, for healthcare professionals, for caregivers, those who are listening right now who are interested in connecting with music and memory, finding out more, where do they go? What do they need to do?
Certainly. So for any healthcare professionals who are interested in training on our process, what we do is we certify organizations to launch personalized music programs at their organization, and we help them sustain in the long term through a membership with music and memory that is ongoing. And right now we have 5,800 certified organizations across the U.S. and in several other countries. We're in every state. And thanks to state government leaders across the country, music and memory is now part of policy in over 29 states and counting. So, for anyone who's interested in our training, just go to musicandmemory.org and to learn more about our training and register to sign up for some of our training programs, and we'd be happy to work with you. And of course, if there's anyone listening on the home front who's interested in learning more about creating a personalized music playlist for a loved one or someone you care about, you can also just go to musicandmemory.org and click on Create a Playlist. And again, that's a free guide, and you're welcome to use it. And it includes all the therapeutic benefits that I've been talking about.
Justin Russo, Program Director for Music and Memory, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about your role there with Music and Memory, and then how people can connect and use this as a resource for their loved ones.
Thanks so much for having us, Mark. It's really great to be here. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers. We're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by this show today, that you'll share it with your family, friends, and neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero. There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my